Chodesh Tov Umvurach. Today's daf is daf Yud Chet. We were holding still in the middle of the sugya of it trying to bring a raya against Rav Huna. Remember that our Mishnah said that there's such a thing as a neder that can be basically betoch neder, which we came to understand was the sense where somebody says Hareni Nazir twice. And there was a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Huna. Does that mean Hareni Nazir twice at the same time, or Hareni Nazir Yom Hayom Hareni Nazir L'Mochar, which is the way Rav Huna understood it, that since there's a mokum for the neder to be chal, so therefore it has that day, the 31st day, and once it's chal on the 31st day, it's chal across the board. Yesterday we asked a number of questions in Rav Huna, and Rav Huna got out of it. There was always an option. The option was, if you're a makaba, both nezirut bevat achat, so then not one is better than the other. Then even a Rav Huna is made in that there is certainly the possibility of a case where you would have the other nezirut. And that's the way he understood, perhaps, the posik as well of the nozir lahazir. But in the course of yesterday's discussion, which Rav Huna, the last question Rav Huna asked, which from the question of nozir lahazir, the drosha of nozir lahazir, so the Gemara said that the Mishnah, the Braita there said just agav v'alo dinu. If shvua, which is more chomer, ain't shvua chalal shvua, nezirus kol shekein. Therefore we brought the pasuk. Now today the Gemara just wants to be masber the meaning of the braita. You said yesterday, if shvua, which is chamura, that's the case, kol shekein, it should be the case by nezirut. Ask the Gemara right in the middle of the daf, my chorma de shvua mi neder. Why are you saying, if a shvua is that way, a neder would certainly be that way if not for the pasuk? I mean, is it because is it because that since the Shvua is an Isser Gavra, therefore it could be Chal even on an intangible? I mean, if that's the case, we can go take a look at the Chumrot of the Dorim, which is because of the structure of Neder. So Neder Nami Chamur Shekin Chal Ala Mitzvah Kirishut. I mean, we had a list of things. In certain ways, one is Chomer, certain ways the other is Chomer. Why would we make a Kav Chomer? No, it's because of something more fundamental. It's mishum dechtiv ba b'shvua ki lo yinakeh Hashem. That's a pretty serious issue. Lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisad shmo lashav, which is only by shvua. And I mean, as the Rosh brings, that says the entire world was nizda'azea when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say there's no way to be menakeh. So that is something that is extremely chomer. And indeed we found in Yuma that we distinguish between mitzvot chamorot and kalot, that shvua stands in a special place because of this chumrah. So that's what we're referring to. We're not referring to the technicalities of the chumrah nakul. Continues now the Gemara with an approach that actually changes the way we understand the questions that we had earlier. Amar Rava, im nish'al ala rishona, shniya chala alav. The truth is, says Rava, if somebody would go to a chacham and be shoel on the original shvua, then the second shvua would be chal. It's not as if when he said it, it's meaningless. It's that it just simply can't aser him with any more chomer isurim. But in the moment that the first shvua isn't there, so then the second shvua is chal. Mimai, why do I say that? Because if you take a look at the language over here, it doesn't say, minalo katani, it doesn't say chayav achat, or inami eina ela achat. It doesn't say that when it comes to a shvua, that it's only one, or that it's chayav one. What it says is that very clearly, eino chayav ela achat. It's stressing the issue of the chiyuv. I mean, why don't you just say there's no shvua here? If you're stressing the chiyuv, the mashma'ut is that revacha hu deletla. There's no place for it to be chal. But the moment ki mitchel al chaverta chayal, that's the point. It's there. There's a shvua there. The only question is whether it has any implications to be machmer on you. But certainly, if it would want to tell us that it's not there at all, and that the moment that it's uttered, it just disappears into hyperspace, so then it should have said, Eino Shvua, that's all. There's another Lashon, Lishna Achrina, There's another lashon that goes like this. The Gemara is medayik, not that Rava is medayik. The Gemara is medayik the lashon of the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say chiyuvu hu daleka? Mashman that the shvua exists. Exists in terms of what? Lamai hilchata? Look at a Rava. The Amar Rava nish'al ala rishona al talo shneya tachteha. That it is, since Rava has told us that when you go ahead and you undo the shvua, that the other shvua is chal, the original, the second shvua is chal, even though it may be many years later now. And this would be a raya. The lashon works out very well according to Rava, that the shvua actually exists. There are some of the achronim who are medayik. You see, there's really two ways of understanding this whole thing. The way Rashi learns in Shavuos is that the meaning of the Sho'el is that it's retroactively oiker the neder, in this case the Shavuos. So it's as if it was never there. If it's as if it was never there, then it means that at the time that the person made the second Shavuos, there was no first Shavuos. We now know that there was no first Shavuos. Which is very different than a case in which you would have ein isur chal al isur l'mashal. In other words, let's say something is usur because it hasn't been shechted yet. It's ein azavuach. See, if you had all the ein isur chal al isur, another isur that would have been chal on it can't impact you. But now if you would go ahead and shecht it, the other isur would be chal. There I understand that the isur is always there to be chal, because it doesn't have a momentary, like a shvua does, a momentary instant in which this is the thing that makes it aser. It's a standing reality, aser, except that it can't be gorem any additional problems for you, because it's already full of aser, the thing that you've got. But remove that, why wouldn't it become aser because of the other reason? But when it comes to shvua, it's easy to see the difference, because when it comes to shvua, either your words are meaningful when you utter them, or they simply disappear. They have no impact. You can't say, well, but they're still hanging there. So therefore, Rashi explains that the logic over here is not that they're hanging there, but rather that it now turns out that retroactively they were chal at the time, because there never was that other shvua, you see. So some are medayik that the two lishonot actually are phrased in a way that makes a difference. They even bring differences lahalacha. Because if you say chiyuva hu daleka hashvua ika, so you're saying the shvua exists the whole time, it just isn't gorem for you any kind of isurim, then it's irrelevant whether it's retroactive or not. What you're saying is that be'etzem there's a shvua there, just like there's an isur there. And now when it finds a place, it's going to be chal, just like an issur would be chal. Mashenkin, you say now the other lashon, so then what you're telling me is that revoch hu daletla, it had no place to be chal, but if you're a mitchell, it did have a place to be chal. See, so it doesn't mean it's extant. It's a question of instantaneous. Did it have a place or did it not have a place? Okay, at least it's not chreinish eret, I must tell you, but nonetheless, you can easily say, I mean, the Ran here is more mashman, like that approach. Not like Rashi's, that it's because it's retroactive. The summer medayik, even in the Rishonim, not in the Lashon necessarily, of the Gemara, but that the Rishonim have a different approach, which seems to be in line with the two Lashonis of the Gemara. Lema misayale, assuming that Rava is correct, we now have a very interesting way of leading. The same question that we had earlier yesterday now turns out to be a raya to Rava. Because if it says the case we had earlier, Mish nadar shtei nezirut, umanat harishona v'yifrish korban v'nish'al aleha, alta lo shniya barishona. If we take a fresh look at that Mishnah, right, we come up with the following. Let us assume for a moment that we don't like the pirish that we said yesterday. Remember, the kasha that we had over here was, if you're going to tell me that it's talking about that he said Hareni Nazir Hayom and then Hareni Nazir L'Machar, how could you say Al Tarishan Abishniya? So the Gemara said, well, maybe it means Lavar Me'ahu Yuma, which is certainly not It is sort of, but except for one day, but we're not talking about that day. We don't like that teretz today. Good. So we don't like that teretz today, and we take a look once again at that. Oh, thank you. So we ask ourselves, so it can't possibly mean the case that he said, Arei Nazra Yom and Arei Nazra Lamach, because then it wouldn't be Altar Rishona. Gotta be talking about a case where he said, Arei Nazra Yom, Arei Nazra Yom, which is exactly what our initial assumption was yesterday. So yesterday we brought a raya to that from Shmuel, and we asked the Rav Huna, let's think about it from a completely different point of view. Let's assume that Rav Huna is correct. If I'm Rav Huna and I come to that, I say to myself, aha, there's a difference between when you now are oiker, the original Nazirut, so now the second one becomes chal immediately, which is a teretz we didn't think of yesterday. I pointed out to you that we're going to have an alternative. So it's not only a teretz, if you take Rav Huna for granted, it's a raya to Rav Huna. In other words, to Rava. In other words, if Rav Huna is correct, and here we're talking about a case where Alibet Rav Huna l'shitato, there should be no two nezirut, because you can't have two nezirut where they both say the same thing, Arei Nazrayom, Arei Nazrayom. And nonetheless, it insists here that your yod say the second nezirut when you remove the first one. The only way to understand it is like Rav understands it. So given that Rav Huna is correct, and given that we will not tolerate a pshat that is referring to Arei Nazrayom, Arei Nazila Machar, two assumptions that we did not make yesterday. So when we read this din of Nazirut, we're forced to conclude that Rava is correct. Of course, there's always the other alternative, which is the alternative we took yesterday, that you made two Nazirut bevatachat, and therefore it's irrelevant, Rava. Okay, that's the Gemara will say. But certainly, prima facie, it's a raya to Rava.
Why should he okay with it?
That's how it works. When a chacham is in response to a she'ela, where a person is mitcharet, it goes back to the original taking on the netter. It says, had I known at the time, I never would have said that. Or, I now am sorry I ever said that. So the chacham is oiker his having said that.
Deleted.
Correct. I can see that we've got a computer user here. I never knew that our president was so contemporary.
The same as the first one.
Maybe that's why he had charot on the first one. The first one he made on his own. The second one he was being chased by the aliens, remember? So he says to himself, I would have known I was going to be chased by aliens, which happens to me every day. I mean, it's not Nailah by him. This is a character who's been with us for years. So I never would have made the first one. Okay. Fine. Answers the Gemara, not answers, but docha, the siyuas from the Gemara, not necessarily, says the Gemara. Maybe here it's talking about shikon shiki gibel alav shtei nezirut bevatachat, where we have no reason to be ma'adiv one on the other. And if he's now having charata on one of them, so then, enochinami, the other one would be chal. Now, today is Saba Josh's birthday. And being as he's not with us, we can call him, wish him a happy birthday, and have him tell us Zokta Helika Mishnah, which I think would be very much in place, and he's quite lonely there and would appreciate this call, is what Honey says. That's right. So let's see if we can get through to Saba Josh this morning. We'll all sing him happy birthday real loud here, and then we'll get a Zokta Helika Mishnah from here. He's at the hospital, yeah. Yes.
It seems to be getting better.
All right. Hello? Hello? We have a very important message for you here from Daf Yomi. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Saba. Happy birthday to you.
Don't tell me it's already 8:15.
Oh, reset your watches, gentlemen. And a happy Rosh Chodesh and a renewal. Now, we're not just calling you Stam. We have ulterior motives.
Yeah, that's here.
We got up to the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis, and there's nobody who can take your place, so we need you to begin the Mishnah.
Are you ready?
We are ready.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Stam Nidarim Lahachmiru Pirusham Lahakel.
Okay, bye-bye.
What?
There's a doctor's visit right now.
What, he doesn't want to hear the Mishnah?
I
got
to hear the Mishnah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I think he's chasing the doctor out.
No, we can continue. Start the Mishnah. Go ahead. He said we won't bother you, the doctor.
All right, very good.
We'll be back later.
Good. Stam Nedarim Lach Miru Pirusham Lahakel. Well, we have a suffix about your meaning. And you're not mefarish your meaning, and your meaning can be understood in one way, which would be mutter, and one way, which is osir. Then we go lechumra, and we say that it's osir. But Yerusham, if you go ahead and you explain yourself, even in an extraordinarily unlikely fashion, that you meant something different, then we would accept your explanation and go lekula. Ketzat. Let's take first a list of stam nedarims without a pirish. A guy says, Hare alai kipsar maliach, this thing is on me, the way that meat that has been salted, so we assume meat that has been salted means it's salted for a mizbeach. I mean, what are we talking about? Or kiyayin nesach, or like the wine that has been poured out. Now, he might have meant, ibishal shamayim nadar, if he's referring to holy wine that was poured out, or meat that was salted for a korban, obviously it's osur because it's like saying kodem or korban. Im b'shel avodat kochavim nadar, however, if his intent was to say yayin nesach of avodah zarah, or boser that was brought as takruvas for avodah zarah, even though obviously that's osur, but it's not a davar hanadur, and therefore you cannot be matvis and neder in it, and therefore nidrom would be mutar. Im stam, and so as an illustration of our Mishnah, if it remains unexplained, then it's asur. Harei alai kecherem, a guy says something is a cherem. Now, if he means that it's basically a cherem to hegdesh, so then obviously it's a dover anodur and it's asur. But if it's charmosha kohanim, that he's been giving it as a gift to the kohanim, that is like a truma to the kohanim, that's not called a dover anodur and it's mutar. V'im stam, and once again we'll assume the worst, and it's asur. Harei alai kema'aser. Now, he might mean ma'aser be'ema, which is a regular carbon, which is dependent on your selecting it, and you're saying this is asiri, and therefore, if he was not darin that, it would be asur. But if he meant maaser and the goren, the imshel goren, that's mutar, the same way that there's no isurim on it anyway, and it wouldn't be any more karma than truma anyway, whatever isurim would be on it. Vim stam asur. If he says areya like truma, if he meant the Trumat HaLishka, so that's obviously money that was given to the Berek HaBayit, so that is indeed a Dover HaNadur, and if that was what he was Nadar, was Asur. But if he means Truma Shel Goren to the Kohanim, that's Mutar, because as we saw earlier, there's nothing innate in his Dibur that is referring to Isser. He's just giving it to the Kohen. Any Isserin that devolve upon it subsequently is something that the Torah puts on it. But obviously, I mean, he's not saying Isser, he's giving it to a Kohen to eat. Vim stam asur. Dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, not necessarily. There may be, in fact, and we're going to see in the Gemara that this is really a very fundamental machlok, is going according to someone who doesn't necessarily hold that stam is lakula. It depends where you are, says Rabbi Yehuda. Stam truma bi Yehuda is asura. Begalil, it's muteret. She'inat she'galil makirina trumat alishka. We take for granted that your meaning in Eretz Yehuda about Truma is Trumat HaLishka, because they're close to the Beit HaMikdash and sensitive to Trumat HaLishka. But in the Galil, they don't know from Trumat HaLishka anything. So when they talk about Truma, they mean what somebody Bizman HaZeh would mean with the Truma, Truma to refer Kohen. Stam Charamim in Yehuda is Mutter, because in Yehuda they would often give Charamim to Kohanim. Whereas Begalil, it's Asurim, they never heard of such a thing. Einan Che Galil Makirin et Charmei Kohanim. To them, Cherem is Haram, and they mean it should go to Hegdash. Now, this Mishnah has been arbitrarily and unacceptably cut slight down the middle because of the printer's determination to get in this piece of Gemara in between. And we will not tolerate that. We're going to turn to Daf Chof Amud Aleph and complete the Mishnah because it said only half of it. And so the Mishnah continues. We won't have to call him tomorrow anyway. He'll be sitting here with us. But so Bezrat Hashem. So continues the Mishnah. So up until now we've been talking about Stam Nedarim. Now we're going to talk about Pirusham LaHakel. Now you would think that Pirusham LaHakel would say, would take the above list and would say, but if the guy said I meant Charonim for Kohanim, so then it would be Mutter. Or if the guy said I meant Yayin Nesach HaMavetzor, it would be Mutter. Instead, we take a whole list of new possible meanings. And the reason we do this is because this part of the Mishnah wants to talk about absurd and unlikely explanations in which nonetheless will accept Yerushalma HaKel. So it's coming to tell us a big chiddush. A guy is Nadar B'cherem. And now he says, well, a cherem can mean a lot of things. A cherem can mean a fishnet. Actually, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about a fishnet. And so I wanted to really get on this guy's case, and I told him, oh, this is a cherem to you, but I meant this. It's a fishnet. Where a guy says, this is a carbon. He says, but you know what a carbon is. A carbon is a gift to the king. That's what's Korbanot Shemalachim. Or he says to a guy, yeah, I want you to know, my very etzem is a carbon on you. Which the guy thinks, oh my God, I can't be nene from you. But then he says to the Chachamim, actually, I keep a bone in my house, which I use for making a neder on. So I say, atzmi, I didn't mean myself, I meant my bone. You know, the thing I keep for the dog in the cabinet. So that's what I was saying, that atzmi should be like a carbon. Then that's what I was referring. So I said, wow, the etzim, the holy bone. Or konim ishti nanetli. Yeah, but I was referring to my ex, of course. She thought, of course I don't want her to be nanet for me. I was talking about ishti arishona shegirashti. Now, it's very unlikely that this is really what the guy meant. Nonetheless, since we said pirusham lahakel, so in this case, he does not have a problem. Ein nishalim lehem. Now we're going to see that the meaning of ein nishalim lehem means it's not necessary for a Talmud Chacham to be shoyal on them, because he understands that this is something that wasn't really a neder. Ve'im nishalu, which will turn out to mean if this is a person who is not a Talmud Chacham and he doesn't know what the din is and so on, and he comes to ask what the, so then onshim otam. So then if he was over, it turns out to mean, we'll see this all in the Gemara later. If it turns out that he was over on it, and he thought that it might be a serious neder, nonetheless he was over, then we give him an onesh, and his onesh is that he's got to keep the number of days that he went ahead and was over on it, that he thought it was mutter, they thought it might be osur, we actually make it osur for the same number of days. And machmirin alayim, so that's the, we teach this guy a lesson, then he should know for the future that it better not happen. So says Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, no. Potchim lehem petach mimakom acher. It's not true. We teach them, we're not machmer on them, we don't omshim otam. We basically will make a petach, but where will the petach be from? The petach can be from not a actual petach in the neder itself. We'll accept the charata that the guy says, I'm sorry I ever said it. Okay, that's fine. We teach him that this is not a good thing to do. This is an improper way to play games with the Nedarim. I mean my dog's bone. I mean, come on. But so trying to make an impression with a Nedar. A Nedar is something very chomor, and it's not a very good thing to do at all. So that would mean that we give them a petach b'charat. In other words, there's two separate points that we're arguing over here on Rabbi Meir. We're telling you, first of all, it's not true. We're not going to be monish them. And furthermore, we will actually allow them to come with charot over here. The makom acher means charot. In other words, from out of the blue, I'll come. It doesn't mean what it meant earlier, where makom acher means not the kovet avi, the imai. So in each case, we have to adjust. Anywhere.
That's only not a Talmud Chacham, or even a Talmud Chacham?
No, not a Talmud Chacham. Vatnan, says the Gemara, how do you explain this Mishnah that Stam Nedarim is Lachmir if it says Beferish Safek Nezirut Lahakel? Why? I mean, Safek Nezirut is basically also a Neder. Nezirut is Chal through the act of the Neder. So why would that be Lahakel? Omer Rabbi Zera, there's no solution to that, sir. It happens to be a Machlokas, Mokasha, Horabi Elazar, Horabanan. We know that there's a Machlokas about this issue from the following, the Tanya. HaMagdish Chayato Ubehemto. Somebody is Magdish, his Chayot, and his Behemot. Now how about if he has a Koi? Now a Koi is a Suffolk if it's a Chaya or a Behemot. So you could say, well, I mean, look, he said both of them will be Kodesh, right? So he should therefore be Magdish, all of his Chayas, all of his Behemoths. So then if he had a Koi, it said that according to the Tanakham, it should be also Kodesh. Says he ignishes that koi, says Rebbe Elazar, it should say, lo ignisha that koi, not true. A person does not act upon sveikot. And since a koi is a suffix, if it's a behemoth or if it's a chaya, he wasn't thinking about sveikot. The person doesn't like to, forget about that thing. What I know is a behemoth should be kodesh. What I know is a chaya should be kodesh. And people don't like getting involved in these complicated issues. Ich weiß nicht von King Sveikis. That's too Londish for me. So if he even his money, he's not going to put in, get involved in if it's a suffix. Certainly goofy, Nami. He's like, what are we going to say? So man, you're a mona mile is fake. If a guy's ready to act on the base of a suffix, goofy, Nami, mile. So he would do the same thing for his goof. But man, you're a mamono lo mile is fake. Goof a kosher king, the lo mile is fake. For Rabbi Eliezer is saying that a person does not want to deal with sveikot, so certainly he's not going to deal when it comes to isurim on his own goof, like a naziris. Certainly we should go lahakel. He doesn't mean to be involved in a suffix, and that would explain why in the zero, it's not because of the difference of the zero to stam nedarim, it's a difference whether it's Rebbe Elazar or the Rabbanan. Amale Abaye, what are you claiming? You're claiming that there's no difference between your money, your property, in other words, and your body. So, b'mayu kimta v'safek nezirut la'akel. K'Rabbi Elazar. You're trying to say that the whole din of safek nezirut la'akel is going according to Rabbi Elazar, and that the two are interrelated. So how do you explain Ema Seifa? Safek b'chorot. Echad b'chorei adam, v'echad b'chorei be'ima. And I don't care whether it's a Beima Tmeya or a Beima Taira. I don't care if we're talking about Petr Hamor or we're talking about an actual Bechor that should be Kodesh to the Mizbeach. In such a case where we don't know if it's a Bechor, we have a suffix whether this was Bechor, we found maybe two animals there. We don't know which one is the Bechor. The din is Amotzi Michaviro Olav Araya. You can't force the guy, a Kohen can't come and say this is mine because you got to prove to me that it's a Bechor. And yet, V'tani Allah says, beferish in the Braita, that nonetheless it's a surim b'gizav avodah. Do you not see, therefore, that there's a difference between when it comes to mammon, there's no suffix, we don't get involved in a suffix. When it comes to isur, then already we have to worry about it. So why do you think that the two are interrelated, where a man meant not to be magdish is koi, that therefore it means that when it comes to nezirut, it will be the same din? Says the Gemara, you're comparing something that a guy makes an iser to something with a Torah? What you're talking about? Obviously, the whole point that I was making was that if we're saying that something is dependent on the way you're creating an iser, and you don't want to create an iser when it comes to suffix, so you certainly don't want to create an iser or suffix on yourself and get confused. But over here, the din of the Kedusha of Bechor has nothing to do with what you say. Either it is a Bechor, and the Terek made it Aser, and therefore it's Aser B'gizav Avodah, you're not allowed to use it for taking off the fleece, or to use it for working in your field, or it's not. I mean, on that, it's a regular Suffolk Dioraita, we'd have to be Machmir. Mashenke, when it comes to the question of who owns it, and the Kohen wants to take it away from your Rishos, you let him prove that it's a Bechor. That's an issue of moment. It's not utzer to you to have a Bechor. It's just that it doesn't belong to you. But maybe this does belong to you. I don't see any connection between the two sugyot. But, ikash or hakash, if there's a problem, we're going to learn about it tomorrow, what the problem really is. And then we hope to have Sabajash back with us in person. We miss you. Hey. Fuhr Schlema.
Come.
Yeah.
Can you sign some checks?
Yeah. Can you sign some checks over this?
All right.
Oh, Barnea gets a mazel tov. He just had his first grandchild, granddaughter, and her name is. Her name is not yet. Very interesting. New names that they come. All right. Very nice. Tomorrow, her name is Tomorrow Bat Tamar. Okay. All right. Kol tov. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
I think that was great. He was very happy. Oh, mazel tov. Shvua shelo achal v'achal eno chayav al shvua shelo achal v'achal eno chayav al achal. Amar Rav Haim nishal al rishona shni achal alav mimai mira lo katani chayav achat inami ena ela achat. Instead it says v'katani eno chayav el achat. The point is revachu de letlay, but ki mitchel achaverta, so then of course chayav immediately. Lishnachrina chiyuvu hudaleka hashvua ika lamayilchet alikir rava diyamar rava nishala rishana altaloshniya takteha lema misayyele mishna darshte nizirotu manata rishana viflish korban venishala leha altaloshniya barishana. Nah, says the Gemara, that doesn't prove anything. Maybe it's talking about kagon shikibila lavshte nizirot bevatachad. Stam nidarim lachmiru pirusham lachim ketzad. Oma hare alai ki basar maliyach ki yayin nesach. Im b'shal shamayim nadar asur. Im b'shal avodat kochavim nadar mutar. V'im stam asur. Hare alai ki cherem. Im ki cherem shal shamayim asur. V'im ki cherem shakoani mutar. V'im stam asur. Hare alai ki maaser. Im ki maaser b'ima nadar asur. V'im shal goren mutar. V'im stam asur. Hare alai ki truma. Im ki truma talishka nadar asur. V'im shal goren mutar. V'im stam asur. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer stam truma b'Yehuda asura. B'galil muteret she'in anshei galil makirin et truma talishka. Whereas stam charamim b'Yehuda mutarim b'galil asurim. She'in anshei galil makirin et charmei hakohanim. V'atzadan tzavik nizirut la'akel, amr vizir lo kasha, ha rabbi elazar, ha rabbona, detanya. Hamagdish chayato v'emto, higdish et akoy. Rabbi elazar omer lo higdish et akoy. Man di omar momon o ma'ayel esveika gufa nami ma'ayel. Man di omar momon o lo ma'ayel esveika gufa kol shikin de lo ma'ayel esveika. Omar le abaya, wad, b'mau kim tel tzavik nizirut la'akel ka rabbi elazar. Ema selfa, tzavik b'chorot, echad b'chori adam, ואחד בחורי בהמה בין תמיה בין תורה, המוציא מחברו עליו הראיה, וטוני עליו, ואסורים ננולס בגזעה ועבודה. הוא אומר לה, what are you talking about? מה היא קוראים את המתה? קידושה הבאה מאליה. לקידושה הבאה בידי אדם. אלא היא קשה, הקשה.